see. Okay. And what about the place where all the firemen stay? You call that the
fire station?
Okay. The police?
Police station.
Okay. Just to, well, let me go ahead and ask you this. Say if somebody had a little bit too much to drink one mm-hmm. night and he got hauled in by the police, if nobody will come down and make bail for him, he'll probably have to spend the night where?
In the jail. Mm-hmm. City jail, I guess. County jail, I don't know.
Yeah. Have you ever heard a name to describe a place where the drunks in particular are kept?
Drunk tank?
Yeah. What is that thing? Is it
I don't know. I guess it's just a cell?
Or?
I guess it's just one big cell. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Never had them hauled in.
Okay. What about a few things that have to do with the weather? Really bad storms, let's say, that might hit in this area. Well, years ago, you know, Camille hit the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call Camille?
Hurricane.
Yeah. What about something with the funnel-shaped cloud?
Tornado.
Anything else you hear for that in this area?
Not in this area. It's called a tornado. I'm sure in other areas it's twister and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's tornado here.
Do you ever hear cyclone?
I've heard it, but not in this area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you ever have anything around here like rain that's followed by freezing temperature?
Sure.
What would you call that?
Ice storm.
You do have them here.
Well, we had a bad one last year, mm-hmm. matter of fact.
I've never been in one, so I'm really not very well equipped to ask that question.
You got me out of school for 2 days. But
Well, people, places in the South really aren't prepared to handle it.
They're not equipped for anything such as that.
Remember a couple of years ago in Alabama, we had about, well, it was a fair snow, 7 or 8 inches,
mm-hmm.
but it closed down the school for a couple of days.
Right.
Too bad.
Everything around here just quits when it's, you know, when it gets bad.
Yeah. Okay. Getting back to police for a minute, what are some of the things that a policeman carries with him for protection?
Well, let's see. Got a gun, you know, billy club, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I see around here they carry a sawed-off shotgun in the bag. I think it's about it.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard the policeman refer to his gun as anything else?
Piece?
Yeah.
Or sidearm or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you ever hear a billy club called a nightstick?
Sure. And other things.
We'll say nightstick for him and elaborate on that if you want to.
Nightstick?
Yeah.
Of course, in earlier times, you know, it was all nigger knocker or whatever you want
yeah.
to call it, you know.
Yeah. Do those things have a, are they solid wood or is there a black one?
I've seen two different kinds. I've seen the solid wood long stick and then a blackjack. You know, I've seen some of them carry blackjacks, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like it'd be painful.
Oh, it hurts. I'm sure it does.
Okay. I'm going to ask you some questions about some street people. Is Jackson big enough to have a prostitute to
not
activity?
Really. There is some.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly in the downtown area, in the black section
mm-hmm.
of the downtown area.
Yeah.
Around Mays and Ferris Street,
mm-hmm.
but I heard something on the news where they kind of closed all that down.
Is that right?
So, not to my knowledge, is there anything big, you know, if
mm-hmm.
you go to Vegas or something like that, you know?
Yeah. What would you call a person like that?
Whore,
yeah.
prostitute, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Is a prostitute the same thing as a call girl?
Yeah, in my book, I guess.
Do they walk the streets?
What do I know? Who are you talking about?
Call girl? Yeah.
I don't know. I guess a call girl would be more in line of a rich, you know, for the high class, you know.
Yeah.
$1,000 a night or whatever.